Kraken's parent Payward. Acquires stablecoin firm Reepin's 600 mailers deal, Kraken's parent company. Payward is acquiring Hong Kong-based stablecoin payments infrastructure firm Reep in a deal valued at roughly $600 million, according to a Bloomberg report flagged on May 7, 2026 by Wu Blockchain and Cointelegraph. The acquisition pushes one of the largest U.S.-headquartered exchanges directly into the plumbing of Asia's stablecoin economy and into card issuance. Bitcoin sat at 81.47, down 1.6% on the day, and ETH at 335, down 3.1% as the news circulated, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 50 neutral per CoinMarketCap data fetched at the time of writing. Token markets did not react sharply since Kraken is privately held and there is no listed equity to price the deal against. A buyout of Asia's quiet stablecoin rails. Reep is not a household name in retail crypto, but it sits behind a long list of card issuers and fintechs that route stablecoin balances into Visa and MasterCard spend. Its product set covers BIN sponsorship, stablecoin to fiat settlement, card as a service issuance, and B2B expense rails, with a heavy footprint in Hong Kong, Singapore, and the wider APAC region. For Kraken, that is the missing layer between an exchange account and a swiped card at a Tokyo Kombini or a Bangkok hotel. Buying Reep collapses what would otherwise be a multi-year build into a one-check acquisition. $600 million is a serious number. The price tag is large for a stablecoin infrastructure company that does not directly hold customer deposits. It implies the buyer is paying for distribution, regulatory licenses, and live merchant integrations rather than balance sheet. Reep holds a payment institution license in Hong Kong and operates under e-money frameworks elsewhere in Asia, both of which take years to secure organically. The figure also stands out against recent comparable deals. Stripe paid roughly $1.1 billion for stablecoin issuer Bridge in late 2024, but Bridge had already locked in stablecoin issuance volume across treasuries and remittances. Reep is closer to a card issuance and merchant settlement layer, so 600 mailers signals real conviction that Asia stablecoin spend is the next leg. Implications for Kraken users. Kraken does not currently operate a consumer crypto card in most markets. Owning Reep's stack gives it the pieces to launch one without renting BIN sponsorship from a competitor. The most obvious next moves: a Kraken-branded stablecoin card in Hong Kong and Singapore using Reep's existing Visa and MasterCard programs. Direct merchant settlement in stablecoins for businesses that already use Reep, with a Kraken on-ramp bolted on. Expense management products targeting crypto-native companies in Asia that already prefer USDC and USDT over USD wires. For users in the US, the near-term impact is small. Kraken still operates under tighter U.S. restrictions than its overseas arm, and Reep's licenses do not translate. The story is mostly about what Kraken can offer in Asia and Europe. The stablecoin card race is consolidating. This deal lands in a week where stablecoin payments keep accumulating institutional weight. SoFi launched SoFi USD on Solana for payments. Western Union rolled out USDPT, also on Solana, for remittances. Tokenized U.S. treasuries on Ethereum just crossed an $8 billion market cap. Card spending across crypto cards rose roughly 500% since September 2024 to about $600 monthly. Exchanges that want a piece of that flow without ceding it to neobanks or fintech middlemen need either a card license or a stablecoin payments stack, ideally both. Kraken now has the second by acquisition, with the first arriving as a side effect of Reep's existing programs. It also pulls the exchange closer to the territory that Coinbase, Binance, and Crypto.com have already staked out with their own card products. Until now, Kraken has been the conspicuous absence on the crypto card shelf for global users. That gap is about to close. Open questions. Three things remain unclear at the time of writing. First, whether Reep will continue serving its current third-party clients, several of which compete with Kraken-adjacent products. Second, whether Kraken will fold Reep into a single global brand or run it as a separate APAC arm. Third, whether the deal triggers regulatory review in Hong Kong, where the Securities and Futures Commission and the Hong Kong Monetary Authority both have angles on a payments-licensed firm changing hands. Kraken's own crypto card page on SpendNode is still anchored on its existing US skewed product. That entry will need a rewrite once Payward formalizes its plans for the Reap stack.